T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon, and there are moments when I host this program that I think to myself, how cool is this? You know, there are really, you know, you get the Vice President of the United States calling in and chatting about stuff and talking about old times when he and I were both baby talk show hosts in Indianapolis. And there are times that I have been very fortunate and been able to help some folks here and there. And there are moments like this where I get to bring on the air one person I know who I appreciate and think the world of, and his daughter, who quite frankly is going to do even better than he did. And that's saying something. Now, you know the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, our good friend Joe Moreno. Joe, I appreciate you being here.
Jeff, it is such a pleasure as always. How are you, brother?
I am doing well, and you sound fantastic. I'm hoping that all of your new duty assignments are working out well for you.
Work is great. More importantly, family is great. Everyone here is healthy. And as you know, I am a very proud dad these days.
Oh, my God. You're always a proud dad. And you got so many wonderful members of Team Moreno to be proud of. But last week, as we were all observing Veterans Day, there was a special member of the Moreno family who, quite frankly, Joe, and I don't want you to take this in the wrong way, but you've like been bumped down to number two, and Neve Moreno has absolutely eclipsed you as far as Virginians love.
Jeff, I think two is being generous, but you know what? I'm going to let her introduce herself and say hello.
Oh, I love that. Good afternoon, Miss Moreno.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you were here in Richmond a few days ago?
I won the student essay contest for the middle school category for Virginia War Memorial.
And tell me a little bit about what grade you're in. Tell me about the subject and how are you able to develop this award-winning essay?
So I am in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. The category for this year's essay contest was about a World War II American veteran that inspires me.
Wow. Okay. So spill the beans. Tell me, who was it and why did they inspire you?
For my essay, I chose a woman named Luda Mae Cornelius McGrath. She was a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. And she served in World War II.
Okay. And what was
Jeff,
so...
She's leaving out one important fact.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel McGrath, who died at the age of 108, just 4 years ago, was a Virginian. And she spent the later half of her life here in Northern Virginia, and really, really was an inspiring veteran. She was one of the oldest veterans, male or female, of World War II at the time of her death. And of course, you know, as a woman, and you know, Neve was really interested in writing about a female veteran, and there weren't a lot of women who could join back in World War II. It was a lot more difficult back then. And here's someone who not only joined the Army in her 30s at the height of the war, became an officer in the Ordnance Corps, rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel by the time she retired, which was the highest rank of a woman officer at the time, and had an illustrious career serving in West Berlin in the aftermath of the war. So really, when Neve set out to choose who she was going to write about, we could not think of a more inspiring figure than Lieutenant Colonel McGrath, and she turned out to be a really, really wonderful topic for Neve's essay.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it sounds fascinating, and I was not at the war memorial. Is there any way for us to read Neve's essay?
Yes. So it is posted on the Virginia War Memorial website, and along with the high school winner as well, who was a young man who also had a great separate topic of his own. And, you know, it was really a wonderful ceremony. I mean, it's not every day that we get to meet the governor.
Right.
We brought 6 of the 8 children. So it was myself, my incredible wife, Tara, who, as you know, is also an Army veteran.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Neve and 5 of her brothers and sisters. And it was a really, really wonderful, a wonderful day. And, you know, it was our first time at the Virginia War Memorial in Richmond. And if anyone has an opportunity, it is a beautiful, beautiful facility and dedication to veterans from both the Commonwealth and in general. So I recommend anyone who's interested, who has a love of the military and our country and our Commonwealth, to check out the Virginia War Memorial in Richmond.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. You have never been to the Virginia War Memorial before?
You know, I mean, remember, I'm a transplant. I'm from New York, and I've only been here 10 years. So
we don't hold that against you, you know.
No, it was a really, really just such a great day for all of us on so many levels.
I can imagine. Now, look, Neve has impressed all of us. Brilliant words today. I'm so looking forward to reading this essay. And listen, just between us as dads, you got to be pretty doggone proud.
Jeff, I mean, I you know, Tara, you know, my wife is incredible. She served in Iraq. She retired as a staff sergeant. You know, she's the mom of our 8 children. And yes, I mean, I couldn't be prouder. And Neve, as the oldest, you know, I tell her all the time, I was the oldest of 4. It's both a blessing and a curse, right? I mean, you get a lot of good stuff as the oldest, but you get a lot of responsibility. And she has big shoes to fill as far as, you know, filling the, you know, the model that her mom sets forth. But,
yeah.
I mean, she's in Civil Air Patrol. She is certainly considering possible military service in her future. And I really couldn't be more proud of her and the example that she sets for her younger 7 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Neve, I've got to ask Neve a question. Neve, you have 7 siblings, and I'm just curious to know, is little John Paul your favorite?
I probably have to say yes to that.
Yeah.
He doesn't cry or scream a lot.
He's a good kid.
He got his good marching orders. Now, Neve, you have 2 parents, and don't let your dad get a big head about this, all right? And don't tell him what I'm saying. But I'm going to tell you, you have 2 amazing parents. And as this brilliant young lady, a 7th grader, writing this amazing essay, you're looking at them, you're looking at both of them having distinguished military careers. Your dad said you're in the Civil Air Patrol. Are you thinking about military service somewhere down the line?
Actually, yes, I am. I think it's wonderful to have served your country.
Yeah. Was it just your folks who instilled in you this patriotism, or was some of it homegrown on your own?
Well, it's like kind of combination of everything,
yeah.
I guess. My parents, doing Civil Air Patrol, seeing these people, like mm-hmm. Lieutenant McGrath,
yeah.
having risked her life for America is just great. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, Lieutenant Colonel McGrath sounds like an amazing woman. And someone, I told your dad, I'm looking forward to reading your essay. Have you thought at all about trying to reach out to her family?
You know, Jeff, we actually did, and our hope was to interview someone, but she never had children, and her husband predeceased her by about 20 years.
Oh.
So unfortunately, we were not able to find any descendants of Lieutenant Colonel McGrath. However, we did take the opportunity to visit her grave at Arlington National Cemetery. And so myself and Neve, and I think we took four of her siblings, we went to Arlington a couple of months ago. We found her grave site, and she's buried with her husband. Wow. And we left a flag at her grave. And so we figured if we couldn't speak to one of her descendants to hear about her, the next best thing we could do is to pay our respects at her grave site.
Well, Joe, it sounds to me like Lieutenant Colonel McGrath's legacy is living on. It is in fine hands with this amazing daughter of yours, Neve. And I am just, as always, thrilled to hear your voice, but so impressed with your daughter, the amazing work that she does on this. And I cannot wait to read that essay. And then I'm just warning you guys, I'm going to share it all over the place, because I want as many people as possible to know that Team Moreno continues to just make all of us in Virginia proud.
Well, Jeff, that's so wonderful of you. It's a great essay. I recommend people read it. I recommend people learn more about Lieutenant Colonel McGrath. Check out the Virginia War Memorial. Don't wait 10 years like I did to go see it. It's a really beautiful facility.
It is.
And again, Jeff, thank you for all that you do. You have the best program in Richmond. You do so much for the Commonwealth to get the news out. And I got to think that it's just an honor, as always, for me to be on your show. It's really great. And I'm going to let Neve have the last word.
All right.
Neve? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for, like, reposting it, I guess,
sure.
Or sharing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, Neve, you're... your work, and I know, look, seventh grade is a tough grade. I've been through it with two of my kids. I know it's not the easiest one, but a beautiful essay, a wonderful tribute to Lieutenant Colonel McGrath, and the fact that you were honored at the Virginia War Memorial and got your dad the slacker to get here to the Virginia War Memorial. Only took him 10 years. It, really, just a wonderful job, and I want to wish you and you, your entire family a marvelous Thanksgiving next week, and we look forward to more great things from you. We look more forward to always talking with your dad, and just God bless everybody there in the Moreno household.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. That is Joe Moreno, who is, without doubt, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, and his daughter, Neve, who I'm thinking will someday claim Joe's title. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.